Seriously, you need to check out Thumb Cellular, a Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
You love Thumb Cellular! Talk of, talk of the Thumb! Talk of the Thumb!
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring has the best in-stock selection of Chevrolet pickups in the Thumb area and the best smoking hot deals to put you behind the wheel. Check out their current specials on new 2016 Chevrolet Silverados. Save up to $7,328 on your choice of a new 2016 Chevrolet Silverado LTZ 71 1500 double cab with standard box and four-wheel drive. Lots to choose from on the lot. Pick out your new Chevrolet and find new roads at More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring.
You're listening to WLW Sports and a Half. That is affecting the Lowell Panthers.
On the well all day long in the first quarter. Kolakowski breaks a 39-yard touchdown run, two-point conversion, no good. After one quarter, Saginaw Navelle leads 6-0 over Maddox. Second quarter, more Saginaw Navelle, quarterback Houseback, 38-yard touchdown run, only on a two-play drive. The extra point is good, 13-0. Saginaw leads, and with a minute to go, Houseback runs in again from 10 yards out. The extra point again is good, and Saginaw Navelle leads at the half, 20, Bad Axe 0.
When you take a look at the team overall averages between the offense and defensive side of things, the Navelle has 170 yards total offense compared to Bad Axe's 23 yards. 24 rushing plays for 164 yards, 5 plays passing for 6 yards. For Navelle versus Maddox, 17 plays rushing the ball for 19 total yards, and then 6 plays passing for a total of 4 yards. 23 plays for 23 yards for the Maddox Hatchets. Navelle is led in rushing by number 16, Justin Kolakowski. 14 carries, 101 yards, and 1 touchdown, which was a 39-yard touchdown run. Besides that, we have number 17, Houseback, who comes in as the quarterback every so often, almost kind of like a wildcat format, and 2 carries, 44 yards, both touchdowns. Besides that, Alexander Dwan has 2 carries for 9 yards, and Jacob Ruby, the quarterback, a full-time quarterback, 6 carries for 10 yards. Passing the ball, Jacob Ruby is 1 for 5 for 6 yards and 1 interception, and Jacob Brick is the only one who brought in that catch. For the Bad Axe Hatchets, they're led, co-led, I should say, by Ryan Pleske and Ben McVeigh, each with 12 yards rushing. Ryan Pleske, 7 carries, 12 yards. Ben McVeigh, 8 carries, 12 yards. And then Todd Brady, 1 carry for negative 5 yards. Passing the ball, Ben McVeigh is 2 for 6 for 4 yards. Altogether, he had an 8-yard completion and a negative 4-yard completion to Todd Brady, who's 2 for 5 for receiving. Besides that, Ryan Wolski has 3 punts for 87 yards total, averaging 29 yards a punt, and only 1 penalty of offense for the Bad Axe Hatchets as a whole for 10 yards. Dave Hanson, not a whole lot going on for the Hatchets.
Now, considering earlier in that game, earlier this game, Ben McVeigh had a 28-yard run, and now they have 23 yards of total offense, so not much happened since their first run early in the game. A lot of negative offense in the second quarter. It goes to show Saginaw Navelle winning up front and not allowing Maddox to get anything going on offense.
Well, it's everyone on the defensive side of things. Navelle, 12 tackles, plus 7 tackles for a loss. You heard me right, 7 tackles for a loss for the Panthers, plus 1 sack on top of that. Leading the way, Alexander Robles, number 33, with 4 tackles. Everyone else with 1 and 2. Jacob Grigg with 2. Tackles for a loss, though. Matthew Sullivan with 1. Romo with 1. Robbie Stewart with 2 tackles for a loss for a total of 6 yards. Kyle Allen with 1 tackle. In the backfield for 3 yards. Kenny Kalucha, we'll just call that for now, 1 carry for 5 yards. And Alexander Dewan, 1 carry, or 1 tackle for a loss for 4 yards. Alexander Romo also credited with a sack for a loss of 12 yards and just 1 face mask penalty for the Navelle defense. For the Bad Axe defense, they're led by Ryan Ruskin, number 7. with 7 tackles. Number 34, Ryan Husky, 7 tackles. Number 62, Ryan Hunter Phillips with 3. Matt Gorkowski with 4. And Jared Subcheck, Bailey Iden, Brandon Erla, each with 2. And then Brett Collins, Tony McLeod, and Ethan Crown, each with 1 as well. Tackles were lost. Matt X has 3 of them. Ryan Husky with 2 for 7 yards total. And Bailey Iden together with 1. And that's about it. Ben McVay had 1 interception and 1 defensive penalty for the half. It's a pass interference for 15 yards.
Again, there's not much to talk about on the bad X end. Ryan Huleski obviously making a lot of plays on defense. But again, nothing happening on the offensive side. Again, 23 yards of total offense where Novell has on defense, 20 yards of loss on the hashes. So that tells you a lot of plays of negative going backwards, not forward for the hashes.
Dave, what do you expect in the second half?
I don't see anything changing, Clark. More of the same. Novell's going to continue to pound the rock. I don't see him putting the ball in the air. They haven't needed to. So bad exit. I almost kind of think you got to take whatever the game plan was and flip it upside down, because at this point, you can't do a whole lot worse than the first half had gone. There were some opportunities for some big plays that were missed early in this game, a couple of screen passes that would have caught Novell off guard, but again, couldn't complete those passes, so I'm not sure what you're going to see. Badax likes to run the spread, and any pass plays they like to throw are passes that happen behind the line of scrimmage. Novell has found that they can stop the run, plug the holes up the middle, and spread out their defense at the same time. They're feeling very, very comfortable on defense.
When you take a look at third down conversion rates in this first half, Badax is 1-for-6 for just 16% on third down conversions. Same Novell, 4-for-8 for 50% through 2 quarters. And then fourth down conversions, Novell 2-for-2. Badax 0-for-2.
That says a lot right there, because time of possession really doesn't tell us a lot. Clark Saginaw on the bell 55% of the time in the first half had the football, which means Badax had it 45% of the time, so not a lot showing you there.
When we return, we'll take a look around the area of other area scores, and then we'll have the second half action of Saginaw Bell leading Badax 20-0 on the WLW Sports Network.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than 3 decades. So they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
Are you a little hot under the collar? Is your car's air conditioning not working? You know there's a lot of summer left. Bring it to the experts at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They have the proper equipment, the parts, and take the extra time to find the problem and give you a permanent repair, all at a reasonable price. Leak detection, recharging, and compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. They also sell radiators, gas tanks, charge air coolers, oil, and transmission coolers.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We are your air conditioning specialist. Have it fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
Once in a while, good fortune is on your side. You need a new pickup, and because they recently bought 2 additional truckloads of Ford F-150s, More Motor Sales of Cairo now has the largest selection of F-150s in Huron, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties. They're offering the best rebates and incentives in the history of the F-150, up to $15,000 off MSRP, and that's the best ever. Hurry to More Motor Sales of Cairo for the best selection, the best discounts, and the best deals, because when they're gone, they're gone.
Make the switch to a water furnace geothermal system and get up to a $2,000 instant rebate. Hi, this is Matt Revert from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. It's our geothermal upgrade event. Switch to a water furnace geothermal system and get up to a $2,000 instant rebate. If you already have a geo system, upgrade to a 5 series and receive a $1,000 rebate, or upgrade to a 7 series and receive a $2,000 rebate. In addition, receive a 30% federal tax credit. Start saving up to 70%